It is time for us to take a look at what happened in the world of sports. And that's why they play the game. You can have all the information about teams on paper, past performances, personnel, you name it, home field advantage. That's why they play the game. I don't think anybody in any network, sports department, whatever, gave the Washington Commanders a chance to beat the undefeated Philadelphia Eagles in Philadelphia last night. But that's what happened. And that's why they play the game. They handed the Eagles the first loss of the season, 32-21. It was closer than that. They scored their final touchdown when the Eagles were tossing the ball around, trying for one of those dramatic last-second plays. And Washington recovered the fumble and took it into the end zone. 32-21. Philadelphia's never really been out of a game this season. They've been down. They've always come back to win. But the Redskins have been playing well. They lost a big lead to Minnesota. Minnesota's 8-1. They've got this backup quarterback playing who's 3-1. It was a fun game to watch. And there were lots of different exciting things that happened during the game.
Career at home. He's done it twice in the NFL. This one is shot. It's a diving catch. Ball comes out. Commanders pick it up at the 15-yard line.
So there was a long touchdown pass. Receiver got it, started running, and fumbled it. Just one of those things in that game.
They're going to throw on third down and 7. Instead, Heinicke wisely, and now a flag. Wow. And that's going to, in essence, end the game.
That flag that ended the game was third down, and there was about a minute and a half left to go. And Washington was going to have to punt. The quarterback gave himself up and went down and kneeled on the ground, and a Philadelphia defender hit him after he was down. Not hard, but hit him. But it was still a clear violation of the protect the quarterback rule. The Redskins got to keep the ball. The next time Philadelphia got the ball back, it was on their like 20-yard line with 5 seconds left, and that's why they had to run the play that they ran. So now if you take a look at the NFC East, this division is now, I think, one of the best divisions in football. There's not a losing club in that division. The Eagles in first place, 8-1. The Giants in second place at 7-2. The Cowboys in third place at 6-3. And the Commanders in fourth place at 5-5. What's interesting to note is the Giants' offense has scored the least points in that division, very close to the Commanders. But their defense is right up there with the Eagles. The Eagles have given up 167, the Giants 173, and the Cowboys 164. So, once again, the NFC East, from top to bottom, is no longer a laughingstock division. It is a strong division. I mean, you look at this. The Eagles are 4-1 at home. The Giants 4-1 at home. The Cowboys 4-1 at home. The Redskins 2-3 at home. But then you go on the road. The Eagles were 4-0. The Giants are 3-1. The Cowboys are 2-2. And the Commanders are 3-2. So whether these teams are home or on the road, they get victories. So the NFC East is looking a heck of a lot better this year. All right, let's take a look at the NBA yesterday. The Celtics over the Thunder, 126-122. I think that they were the only local team to play yesterday. Coming up today, the Nets take on the Kings, the Knicks take on the Jazz. So let's move on to the National Hockey League last night and see what happened there. The Islanders over the Senators, 4-2. Those were the only games that were played locally yesterday. Today, the Devils take on the Canadiens. And that's it. Tomorrow, still no local action. So just the Devils are playing today. And taking a look at NCAA men's basketball. Illinois over Monmouth, 105-65. UCLA over Norfolk State, 86-56. Creighton over Holy Cross, 94-65. Texas Tech over LA Tech, 64-55. Houston, number 3, 83, over Oral Roberts, 45. And Baylor downed Northern Colorado, 95-62. In NCAA women's basketball games yesterday, number 5, Connecticut, defeated number 3, Texas, 83-76. Way to go, UConn women. And that is a check on sports this morning on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.